Text 51551. Saturday Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Like everything, the 2020 RTE Sports Awards are running a little late. We did only have the All-Ireland football finals on the weekend they'd usually be on. But you could argue it's more important than ever to acknowledge some of the great Irish performances of the last 12 months. So on Thursday night at 10:15 on RTE One Television, Dara and I will be revealing the sportsperson, the young sportsperson, the team and the manager of the year. And we'll also be chatting to the four main award winners. The nominees for Sportsperson of the Year were announced earlier in the week, and today we're revealing the nominees for Young Sportsperson and Manager of the Year. So, here are the nominees, first of all, for the Young Sportsperson of the Year for 2020. Aaron Hill, the Cork teenager who secured the most high-profile win of his snooker career when beating six-time world champion Ronnie O'Sullivan at the European Masters. In March, the 18-year-old won the EBSA European Under-21 Snooker Championships before turning professional. Caitlin Phelan, the Kildare boxer who got the better of the previously undefeated German Jessica Shadko in Munich to claim the WBC youth title, as well as the WBF and the WIBA belts in the welterweight division. Phelan now has four wins from her pro career so far. Keane Barry, the 18-year-old Meath man who became a dual darts world champion after winning the BDO World Youth Championships in London. Barry picked up the Junior Darts Corporation's world title at Alexander Palace a month earlier and later in the year claimed his first Challenge Tour title. Oisin Mullen, a member of the Mayo fullback line who had a breakthrough year to remember, a standout performer for James Horne's All-Ireland finalists, whose consistently strong performances in 2020 also led to him being named on the Sunday Games Team of the Year. And Oisin O'Callaghan, the Limerick teenager who claimed a first ever downhill gold for Ireland at the Junior World Mountain Bike Championships in Austria. It was O'Callaghan's first ever race at that level, and the 17-year-old followed up his win in Austria with two stage wins at the recently held World Cup competition in Portugal. So join myself and Dara for the 2020 RTE Sports Awards next Thursday from 10:15 on RTE One. Earlier, we revealed the nominees for Young Sportsperson of the Year, so here now are the six who are in contention to be crowned Manager of the Year. Brian Dowling, who in his maiden year in charge helped Kilkenny claim just their second All-Ireland title since 1994 and banish memories of some recent dark days for Kilkenny Camogie in Croke Park. Desi Farrell, who ensured it was business as usual for the relentless Dublin football team as they claimed more history by winning six in a row All-Ireland football championships. John Kiely, whose impressive Limerick team went through the year unbeaten. They won back-to-back league and Munster titles, as well as regaining the Lee McCarthy Cup they last won in 2018. Joseph O'Brien, who again denied his father Aidan in the Lexus Melbourne Cup, as 25-1 shot Twilight Payment made all to lift the Group 1 contest at Flemington. Mick Bowen, who led Dublin's ladies football team to their fourth consecutive TG Cahir All-Ireland title. Dublin saw off their great rivals Cork in the decider less than a week before Christmas. And Stephen Bradley, the Shamrock Rovers manager who oversaw a first Premier Division title since 2011 with four games to spare as well, going through the 2020 league campaign unbeaten. So they are the nominees for the 2020 RTE Sports Manager of the Year. Join myself and Dara for the 2020 RTE Sports Awards next Thursday night at 10:15 on RTE One.